Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Staring into the abyss of horrors that is the Gaza Strip, we must not grow numb to human suffering no matter who and where it occurs, said U.S. Permanent Representative to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield. Indeed, it would be easy to become inured to the horrors there. On the one hand, Hamas still holds 101 Israeli hostages and refuses to allow humanitarian visits to them, according to the United Nations. On the other, more than 41,000 Gazans have been killed and over 93,000 have been injured in Israel's attack. The situation in Gaza remains catastrophic, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield.
Children are dying, suffering from preventable illnesses, missing schools. Thousands have lost parents, relatives, teachers, and friends, and have the physical and psychological scars to show for it. In recent weeks, there have also been numerous attacks in which UN personnel and humanitarian workers have been injured or killed.
Many of these incidents were preventable, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. Nonetheless, these recent incidents underscore once again the urgency of reaching a ceasefire with the release of hostages.
That is the best way to ensure humanitarians can safely and effectively carry out their life-saving work and massively increase the flow of humanitarian assistance to those who desperately need it.
Until such a ceasefire is reached, we continue to work hard toward that end. It is vital that Israel cooperate with the UN to improve humanitarian access and humanitarian conditions generally. That said, we are fast approaching a grim milestone, 1 year since Hamas's barbaric October 7th attacks.
1 year since 1,200 citizens from Israel and many other countries were massacred, and hundreds more taken into the tunnels beneath Gaza, where many still wait in captivity today. They must be released immediately to their families. And 1 year since the civilians of Gaza first began to bear the brunt of a terrible conflict set in motion by Hamas.
This is ultimately a question of political will, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. Whether or not leaders on both sides are prepared to recognize that enough is enough and that the time has come to make some hard choices and some difficult compromises to end this carnage. We urge all council members with influence over Hamas to join others in pressing its leaders to stop stalling, make these compromises, and accept the deal without delay. Lives depend on it. The future depends on it.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.